And it was in those days that I first started to ride a surfboard. At that time, surfboards were still the Malibu style boards with long boards, well, short boards rather, just coming into vogue. And a short board in those times was probably something around 7 foot, and that was regarded as a very radical and very short board. These were the days of the Australian surfing heroes like Midget Farrelly, Nat Young, and later on Ian Cairns, Peter Townsend, and the Nielsen brothers, Michael and Tommy. Okay, also talking about the early days of surfing, when I had finished high school at age 17, it was quite common for young surfers to go on an adventure searching for their soul, so it was said in those days. It was a search for yourself, and we would head off on the roads up and down the east coast of Australia and across the bottom of Australia. The highways weren't developed then, the roads were quite narrow. There were no highways, they were bitumen two-lane roads. It was the major highway north-south. And we would head off in combi vans or utes or panel vans with mattress in the back, boards on top, music on the tape deck as it was in those days, and camp on the beach and surf our way down the coast and discover places that no one else had surfed before. I remember going to places that later became quite popular surfing locations. Crescent Head was one, and that was just a simple headland that was about 30 kilometres east of Kempsey, a town about halfway between Brisbane and Sydney. And it was a matter of finding your way through dirt roads and paddocks across farmers' properties to get to the beach and come out on these beaches, and often enough you'd find near-perfect waves, which was quite exhilarating. And of course you'd be riding them by yourself, which is different to these days.